Okay, Rabbi Isai, Moira and Rabbi Isai, Hilchas Hanagas Odom Baboike, Simon Aleph Seiv. Hey. Today we're going to be learning Bezer Hashem's Bach Shemoy, some, what's that called? Additional, there's a good word, miss, what's the word, miss?
Give a sentence.
Yeah, when you like additional things, additional points, which are not like one formal unit, but like additional.
Sundries.
I don't know what it is. So like, it's not like there's not like no like unit unifying theme. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Miscellaneous. Is that what it is? So it's like I don't exactly know how they all end up over here. I genuinely don't know. It looks like the tzad hashava between the seiv hey vav zayin. Ches, it looks like it's the things, or let's call it the tefillos that you may wish to say, which are not a genuine obligation, but there may be reason or merit why you may choose to actually say them. They're not obligations. We're not going to be any obligations today, but some nice things to say and the reason why you may want to say it. You may wish to say it's nice to say Pashas Akedo. The psukim relating to Akedas Yitzchok. For Parshas Hamon, you may also want to say Parshas Hamon. The psukim relating to the descent, is that a word, of the Mon. For Aseres HaDibros, you may also wish to choose to say Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, Parshas Oilo, Umincha. You perhaps also want to say the psukim relating to Oilo, to Mincha, to Shlomim, V'chatos V'osham. Okay, now why would you want to say all this? Why would you want to say all this? So Sifei tells us a bit of background to that, which is very interesting, because every now and then people again come with the agenda. Everybody's got to say, do you ever see like publicity about this? So what's the background? Parshas Akedo. According to Parshas Kabonos, you want to say Parshas Akedo? Say it before the Kabonos, before Parshas Kabonos. V'yochalem Parshas Akedo, Parshas Amon, Afilu B'Shabbos. You may say Akedo and Mon even on Shabbos. V'ein dai be'amiro. It's not good enough to just zoom through the Pesukim of Akedah and Mon. It's no point just quickly zooming through it. Ella, rather, she is boin in mashu oima. You've got to think, ponder, and absorb the what you're saying. The yakin, she recognized, niflois Hashem, the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vechein, mashu oimu v'gmor, that's what Gmor says. Look at that. We're not talking about Ashrei now. Kol ha'oima, tele ledovit, cholesh pa'omim. Whoever says tele ledovit, which we call Asher Yoshev Esecha, yeah, it starts with, yeah, it's Asher Tehillel David. Shalosh Pa'amim, three times, B'chol Yom every day, Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Abo, Gamkin Boifin Zeh. So the Mishnah over here is explaining a Pshat in the Gemara. So he says, when you say the Mon Akeda, you should not only say it, but you've got to think about it. And that's the whole idea, that you should think about what you're saying. It's the same also with regards to Asher. Gemara says, whoever says Asher three times is Ben Olam Abba. Wow. What does it mean to say Asher three times a day? Everybody says Asher three times a day. So what does he mean Ben Olam Abba if you say Asher three, which he doesn't say Asher three times a day. Ben Olam Abba. So you could have interpreted it that it means Ben Olam Abba. Ben Olam Abba means that you are doesn't mean you go Ben Olam Abba, Kol Yisrael Nimshchu. Ben Olam Abba could mean that. Pardon? Yeah, that you may get there. It doesn't mean that you're going to go into Olam Abba. You may have interpreted that.
You're a candidate.
Candidate, that's it.
You haven't got it.
Exactly. You could have interpreted it. Yeah, you could have interpreted that, but the Mishavut doesn't go like that. Mishavut says, no. It means literally, in a very literal sense, you're going to go to Olam Abba. You're better than my boy. You go to my boy. So what do you mean? I say three times the Asher. Yeah. What it means is that you're actually thinking about it and you're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're thinking about what you're saying. Asher Yoshua Beisecha Teilo Le'Tovit. And you go to all the that's when you're my boy. So he says similarly with Mon Akedo Kabonis. It's not just about saying it, but if you do say it, think about what you're saying. Now, what's the reason why some people say it? The reason why we say Akedo, if you do say Akedo, it's because you remember the schos, the merit of the ovois. The gam, also, to sub, not submerge, subdue your Yitzchak Moshe Masi Yitzchak Nafshu, just like Yitzchak, and just like Yitzchak was Moshe Nefesh, so to us we've got to be Moshe Nefesh for the Torah, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, for mitzvahs. So that's the background of the Akedah. Pashtamon. Why do people say Pashtamon? A lot of people say Pashtamon. Why do they? Kidei no, the Shiamen Bishkom is a noise of Boim Bashkochapotis. That it's not just about saying it. Don't just say it. It's about recognizing, thinking, and internalizing that all the Mizonis come from Ashkochapotis. Kidexiv, Hama Beloi Hedif, Hama Mitlechsev. What is that referring to? What happened with the Mon? What actually happened with Amon was that if he took more, it would what? If you took more than you actually deserved, it would rot. If you took too little, it would increase. So whatever you did, you only got what you deserved. So what does that mean for us? It's all about ishtadlus, right? You do your ishtadlus, however much is appropriate. Whether it is going to work, playing the lottery, whatever it is, whether you ishtadlus, and you do that, and you don't do more than that. You've got to do that, you can't do less than that, but once you do that, you don't go beyond that. And then once you've done that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give exactly what you deserve. If you did too much, you didn't gain. And someone who did less, didn't actually lose anything out. As long as they did the ishtadlus. Now, so to teach to increase your ishtadlus, won't help you a thing. And that's the point of saying Parshas Hamon. There is a lot of people. I don't know if that's, you may not be into, see, people are not into, some people are into scholars. And there's what to be said about that. People are into scholars. All right. But then there's people who are not into scholars, and yet, even people who are not into scholars, sometimes, gdoilim, tzaddikim, tamid chomim, they will advise, when somebody goes through a financial tough time, chas v'shalom, somebody goes through financially a bit of a rough episode, some gedolim will recommend a person like that to go through Parshas Hamon daily. Pimus Chazik can say Parshas Hamon daily. That is not a remote, bizarre, mystical, it shouldn't be a foreign, alien scholar. What it really is what the Mishnah says over here, that there is a lot of point in doing that, because the Mishnah interprets it, that it's a chizik in Emunah, that yes, the mon was given to everybody who deserves it, and sometimes a person has to get chizik in that. And that's the background of some people saying Parshas Hamon. What about Aseres HaDibros? Why do some people say Aseres HaDibros? We haven't actually seen that in the Ramah. I'm going to do that in a minute, but let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Why do some people say Aseres HaDibros? Kedei lizkor, kedei shizkor b'chol yomam et ha-Sinai. Very interesting. The reason why people say Aseres HaDibros is not to remember the actual Ten Commandments, but the reason why is to remember the Mamad HaSinai. To get Emunah in Hashem. By the way, why is there no point thinking about Aseres HaDibros per se? It's not about thinking about Aseres HaDibros, it's thinking about the Mamad HaSinai. Why is there no point in just thinking about Aseres HaDibros? Why is that not right? Why is there no benefit? Why is that when we think about Aseres HaDibros, it's not about Aseres HaDibros? Pardon? Exactly, that's it. Because according to us, Eden, there isn't just 10, there's no real mile about the Aseres HaDibros. It's always very confusing that. I find it very, very confusing. This, I find confusing. Why do we have 10 on top of the, why? It's a minik, it's an ancient minik, and it's choshev and it's precious, and one mustn't change it. But there is a misleading element to that, which I sometimes wonder where that comes from, because Aseres HaDibros, nothing per se. We've got 613. We've got, what's 10? Well, there's not even a greater onish for them. What's this? All right, okay. Moshe Rabbeinu is good enough. I mean, the Rashi tells us straight away that, Ela Mishpotim, there's no difference in Mishpotim, all the Mishpotim will come later, there's no difference in Aseret Dibros and them.
These ten as finite beings, we can relate, perhaps, with people, they're easier to relate to for a layman than maybe some of the more obscure mitzvahs like Shabbos or whatever.
Okay, so you're saying that they're more understandable, perhaps.
So I
have got one other pshat, and that's the only pshat I've got. Why they are prioritized? It's not a very good pshat, but the only one is that Reb Sadi Gaon or Reb Hai Gaon. He said that all the 613 mitzvahs can be found somewhere within the Aseret HaDibros. You'll find them somewhere.
It's
synopsis. So they're all somewhere to be found there. It's a challenge to find all 613 rooted in them. But that's what some of the Rishonim say. So if that's the case, but either way, just to get back to the Mishnah Berurah says, there is nothing about the Aseret HaDibros really. It's mainly about the Mamad Hasina, which shows that Kosh Boch gave us a Torah. That's really the background of saying Aseret HaDibros. Parashas Karbonos. Damrin Rabbi Menachas, Zoyis Torah, Zechatas, Koloisik, Betoyas, Chatas, Kilo, Kiv, Chatas, Vchulu. Okay. Now, going to the Ramah. V'davke muta loima Aseret HaDibros b'chol yoim. If you want to say Aseret HaDibros every day, okay, Gesundheit. Say the Aseret HaDibros every day with pleasure, but it is prohibited. It's also l'omron b'tzibur. You're not allowed to say the Aseret HaDibros every day with a minyan. So after davening, after Shir Shel Yom, everybody sits down and we say, "Anochi Hashem Elokei." Everybody says the Aseret HaDibros. You know how to do that. Why not? What's wrong with that? Why can you not say Aseret HaDibros jointly? Says the Mishnah Berurah, similar to what you're saying, Sivkot and Tezayim, but Sibu. Bipnei HaKoyfim, do you remember the Koyfim? There are some heretics. Shayoim who ain't Torah Lazu, because there are people out there who believe there's only the 10 commandments. Ubifat is Manin, even more so nowadays. There are people out there who say, you know, if you do the 10 commandments, then you're a good Jew. You're a good human, you're a good person. Velachin ain't Koyfim, no, Sikam Knal Kuntos, and Michal Sibu. Never just write Aseret HaDibros. And certainly you cannot do a communal recitation of Aseret HaDibros because it sends the wrong message. Here again, Rabbi Yisai, it remains to me a bit of a mystery that Aseret HaDibros. Oh, you know, you see Aseret HaDibros on the Paroiches, Aseret HaDibros, we see Aseret HaDibros.
I suppose
it's because of the Luchas. Yeah, no, but for us, the Luchas, what's the big deal?
What's the number one of the Aseret HaDibros?
Yeah, okay, so right, Hanoich Hashem Elokecho. I'm okay with that. Like Shemitz Hashem in the Gisomet, Hanoich Hashem Elokecho, I'm fine with that. Aseret HaDibros. What are you trying to...
Once you've got number one, number two links to it.
Okay, so fine. So at least 5 and 6 don't really link. Okay, the Gemara says they are, but it's not really. What do you say? But what is the fundamental chashivas of it being written in the Luchas? For you and me, there is no difference. Like Silba Shatnes. And Kabed is Avicha Vesimecho. They're both derisives and they're both really critical. Yeah, okay. So I, in a historical context, I can understand it. And I can also understand it. Yeah, okay, the Mamad Asina. Okay, we continue. See, Vav, Rabbeisai, Parshiois, Hakabonos, Loima Beyoim. Okay, the Kabonos. You want to say the Kabonos? That's very good. But you should say them by day. Okay. Parsha Kabonos. You can say that every day, but only by day, not by night. Shabbos Yom Tov not. Siv Zayin. Chesim Parsha the Oila, when you finish the psukim relating to Oila, Yoima, you should say, Yiratzim Mifanecho, some say Hashem Elokeinu as well. But the Shulchanoch Nusach is Yiratzim Mifanecho, Shezechoshov, this should be considered, Mekubal accepted, Keilu as if he craved the oilo. This is as if I brought actually a carbon oilo. Fekach Yema Acha Pashmincha Veshlamim, Mipneim Shoim Benedova. So there's a point in saying Yiratzim Mifanecho, as it should be accepted as if. What is the background of that? What is the background of saying this pasuk? Why should a person say Yotzen?
To make sure you have the right kavanah when you do it.
Yeah?
Because you might, if kavanah's makir, then let's say.
Very good. Interesting. I like your pshat, but the question to your pshat is we don't say this Yotzen with regards to the other ones. That Kedo, Amon, Aseret HaDibros, there is no pasuk really related.
Because we can't bring it, so it's
Yeah, that's it. So I think the Pasha Pshat, why we say this, is because of Rishlomo poems for Seinu, that we can't bring Kabbonis nowadays. We can't bring Kabbonis nowadays. So the second best we do, Rishlomo poems for Seinu, that our word, the psukim that we say, is instead of the Kabbonis that we bring. So we want to emphasize that. Okay. Seif Ches, Yoimayim Kabbonis Posuk, V'shochatois Aliyecha, Mizbech Tzafon, Lifnei Hashem, you should add that Posuk as well. Okay, the Mishnah points out the meaning nowadays is to actually say it after Pashtomit. Yes, if Kabbonis Tes, Im Kabbonis Kuyim Noegim Loim Ruach Pashtomit, that's the way it's printed in all Sidurim. Seif Tes says that is the following. Yesh Noegim Loim Pashtakiyoy, some say Pashtakiyoy, V'achkach Pashtas Tumas Adeshan, and some say Tumas Adeshan, V'achkach Pashtomit, after Pashtomit, V'achkach Pashtas Mizbech Mikdok Teres, Pashas Samone Actoris Vasyosoy. Some say all those psukim as well. And yeah, if you do say, whoever recites the Pasuk of Shachat, that's also very inviting statement that he makes. The Medrash says, Kol Mishoim Pasuk Zeh, whoever said Vashachat Oisai, whoever says Pasuk B'shachad Oisai after Tomit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoche Kedas Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memez HaKedas Yitzchak, which is a great chos. So by saying this Pasuk, you are triggering HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the HaKedas Yitzchak. I don't know. Maybe because of the word V'shachad. V'shachad was actually a shechit taking place instead of the HaKedas Yitzchak. But I'm not sure that's pshat. No, I think I've got pshat. Yeah, what he brings up in 38. Yeah, maybe that's what he means. I'm not sure. He brings in the name of the Talmid Beli Yehoshua, but also Yom Shokar Avon Mitzchuk is Nagabim Mizbeach. I've got it on the side of here. The day that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the day that Avon was Oiked Yitzchok on the Mizbeach, the day of Oiked Yitzchok, his kin Kadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kvosim, Echad Shel Shachas Echad Shel Ben Abayim. So the idea of bringing a carbon tomet and carbon shabbat abayim, that idea came on the day of Akedas Yitzchok. But the question, now that we've seen those few seifim, the question to be asked is, how does that come into it over here? How does that relate to the halachas of Hanogas Odom Baboike? How does that end up over here? I don't know why it ends up over here.
First of
the yeah, if it would be at the end of Shachris, I could hear that a lot better than me. Why is it placed over here? Why is it brought down over here? I don't know.
Maybe you need to say
Ahim you'd say that before Shachis?
No, I wouldn't.
Maybe that's what people did. I don't know. Is there any reason why people would say it before? Yeah. Maybe. You said all that before? I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to summarize what we learned this evening. And tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll be learning Simon Beis. So we learned this evening that, it is right and proper and nice to say Pasha Kedah, Mon, Ases Adipras, Oilamin Choshlom, Chatos Vosham. So again, why would a person say Pasha Kedah? What's the point of Pashta Keda? Schuzovus. Why Pashta Mon? Emunah B'tochen. Why Aseh Sadibris? Yeah. The Mamad Har Sinai. Oilo Mincho Shlom Mimchat Zvoshom is obvious because of the Kabbonis that it represents. Instead of bringing them, we say it. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, it's not just about saying it, but it's primarily about thinking about it. Don't say Aseh Sadibas every day communally, should be said individually. We also spoke about Pasha Gonos should be said only by day. We said about if you say Pasha Oli, you should say Yirotzen afterwards. We also learned Kabbonis is followed by V'shachat Oisoi. Mishnah Berurah says you should say it after Tomit. And some say Pasha Kiyoy, Tumas Adeshen, etc. And these are the lochas we learned this evening. Have a good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.